When you think about Darwin receiving a letter offering him the possibility of a position on the Beagle voyage, it's important, first of all, to think about what the purpose of this voyage was. One thing it certainly wasn't intended primarily to do was to take a young man on a voyage around the world in order to discover natural selection and to develop a theory of evolution. It was, in fact, an imperial mapping expedition. The purpose was to map better the coasts of South America and the ports there, because it was an area that was just opening up to British trade in the wake of South American independence. These had been places that had been dominated by Spain and Portugal. Now the British could go there too. And really to do that, they needed better maps in order to be able to go. So Darwin was accompanying along with the rest of the voyage, basically as because of the scientific interests of the captain, Robert Fitzroy. Fitzroy had strong interests in all sorts of different areas of natural history. His family also had a very strong tendency towards suicide, and the captain's position was a notoriously lonely one. So Darwin's post, besides looking at natural history objects, was partly just to keep the captain company. He made fantastically good use of the opportunity that he was provided. I think he realized that this really was a chance to prove himself. His father had been deeply opposed to the voyage at first, thinking that this was just another lark after Edinburgh and Cambridge. Now, you know, he was just going to go on a voyage around the world. But when his uncle, Josiah Wedgwood, said that it actually was a good idea, Robert Darwin took that seriously, Darwin's father, and allowed Charles to go. But you very much get the sense that Charles is proving himself on the voyage. In his notebooks, the detailed records he takes of all the specimens he finds, the kinds of ways in which he maps out everything he sees, his incredible passionate interest in everything, all the wonderful sights that he sees during the voyage. This, I think, comes across almost from the moment he first walks off the ship. I think it's also important to recognize that Darwin's interests were incredibly Catholic on this trip. He was interested in geology, especially. He was interested in how volcanoes form, particularly how coral reefs form. He was interested in the ways in which plants and animals related to one another. One question he began the voyage not asking, however, was anything about evolution. Evolution was a question that really only came up towards the very end of the voyage, and it was really only something that he became particularly concerned about after he got back home to London. Reading the chapters of the crucial chapters of the Beagle voyage, you can see that his interests in particular focus around two or three areas. He's very interested in all the different peoples he sees, the different kind of races. He noticed racial difference very strong. He's very struck by what he sees as the primitive peoples at the very southern tip of South America. And he later on remarked that when he first saw these, how shocked he was, and he remembers thinking, thus must be our ancestors. Another area of Darwin's real interest was, of course, geology. And one of the chapters that we can read is about his new theory of coral reefs. This was a big thing. It was one of the main purposes of the voyage, in fact, because coral reefs had an economic importance because ships, of course, could go aground on them. So when Darwin determined what, in fact, is the theory of coral reefs that we still accept, it was a major scientific accomplishment for a young man. And I think the other area that's very striking is that he developed a strong interest in the inner relationships of plants and animals during the course of the voyage. This is what really struck him when he saw island faunas like those in the Galapagos Islands. He realized that, in fact, these creatures seemed to have some sort of relationship to their neighbors to South America, but they weren't exactly the same. And this kind of issue began to set some bells off in his mind towards the final stage of the voyage when he was collecting his notes and thinking as he went home.